A patient named Leah, spelled L-E-A-H, last name Birchfield, B-U-R-C-H-F-I-E-L-D. Date of birth, 1/9/19. Date of service, 5/26/22. This is a 3-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today due to a complaint of ear infection, pulling on her ears and ear pain, more so on the left side. She has been running a low-grade fever. It is 99 today in our facility, period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Some playing activity has been somewhat diminished. Mom thinks it's due to the pain and discomfort, period, new paragraph. Complete review of systems was done with the mom, and no other issues were verbalized today. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 102, respiration 16, temperature 99, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 31 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, she has bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is a delightful little girl, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Also, tubes are present, blue in color. Mild drainage on the left side. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Oral mucosa moist. Neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media, bilateral. Patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon, BID, 10 days, number 100 ml, period, new paragraph. Mom is going to continue to make sure she gets plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, and continues to monitor symptoms, and will return back to clinic or call if not improving.